Hello, amazing parents and caretakers, and welcome to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. I'm your family empowerment coach, Celia Kibler. I'm a mom of a blended family of five kids. I'm a grandma of nine kids, an author, a teacher, a speaker, and a consultant with over 40 years of training and real-life parenting experience. I'm here to offer you practical, doable tips, strategies, and techniques that will pump up your parenting skills and create peace, love, and laughter throughout your family. In addition, I'll be interviewing some great humans that are on a mission to make your life a better, happier, and healthier life. So let's not waste any time and get started with the next episode of the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Thanks for listening. Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you and you and you and you. And I hope you had a fabulous celebration. If you're not taking steps to make it happen, nothing will happen. If you're looking back on 23 and you're thinking, you know what? I didn't do what I wanted to do. I didn't actually, you know, accomplish anything. Or maybe you accomplished some things. I want you to realize that when we use general terms like I accomplished nothing, or why are you always lazy? Stuff like that, you're not being truthful to yourself or your children. So really, number one, look back on 23 and think about what you did accomplish, even if it's just one thing. Even if you said, you know what, I was going to clean out that closet down the hall, and I did. Accomplished, right? Yes? Yes. Same with your kids when you're going, oh, why are you always arguing with me? Or why are you always lazy? Think about that. Are they actually always arguing with you? Are they actually always lazy? No. No, they're not always lazy. They're not always arguing. So I want to talk briefly about what this year can mean to you. What can 2024 mean to you? If you and your family have goals, it's a great idea and a great time to sit down as a family and talk about what we want for 2024, like a yearly bucket list. You know, you hear about bucket lists for summer, you hear about bucket lists for life as you're getting towards your old age, but what about one for the year? What about one that will really list down things? What do we want to do and accomplish this year? Let's make a yearly bucket list. Now, how will we prevent December 31st of 2024 being a repeat of December 31st of 2023, where you go, had all these great plans, did nothing? I know, and you know what it means. It means action. You have to literally write down your goals and then break them into actionable steps. So don't overwhelm yourself with like, okay, I've got five goals. This one's got four goals. All these goals, because too many goals will just create overwhelm, and overwhelm usually creates walking away and quitting. So let's not do so many goals. Let's pick and choose your priorities. Why? Because the nice thing is you can always, always add to the things that were finished and add new goals to what you've accomplished. And then you actually feel like you're accomplishing something. Say you decided this year we're going to be debt-free. This year, I'm going to pay off bills. Well, then don't like overwhelm yourself and give $10 more to every bill. Start paying off your bills one at a time. And I recommend you do the lowest one first. If you've got four credit cards and one has a $300 balance and one has a $3,000 balance, start with that $300 balance first. Pay that off, cut it up, get rid of it. Woo! You're down to 3 credit cards. All of a sudden, you feel accomplished. Same with any other goals around the house. This house really needs to get organized. So don't look at it as a whole house. Look at it as segments. What will we organize first? We're going to organize this room. Then again, we're not going to look at it as a whole room. We're going to organize this shelf. Don't have to look at it at a whole like shelf unit that has 6 shelves. Now we're going to organize this one shelf of the 6 shelves. Start small, because small steps come into gigantic leaps. And you know me, I'm on a mission to stop a million parents from yelling at their kids. Oh, excuse me. I already did that. I'm on a mission to help 10 million parents stop yelling at their kids. And if you're ready to be one of them, and this is the year, if you're ready to end those generational cycles, you know, the dysfunction, the abuse that went on in your childhood and the childhood before and the childhood before and the childhood before, and you're ready to not repeat that, and the yelling and the aggression, you got to start somewhere and you got to take small steps. You have to not just say, well, today I'm not ever going to yell again. Because let's face it, sometimes we have good days and bad days. And with those good days and bad days may come an occasional loud voice. Yes, yes. So instead of doing that, make a decision as a family to support each other and say, this year is different. This year we're not yelling. This year we're not criticizing. This year we're not judging. And we are all going to make a concerted effort, support each other, hold each other accountable to speak kindly, respectfully, and calmly. This is part of my mission for Day of Calm. So that all year long, we focus on not judging, not criticizing, not hating. How can you hate someone you don't even know? I'll tell you. You know, I am Jewish, and I've done different posts and reels. You all know about kindness and respect, and I'll get hate because of the Israeli war. You don't even know me. How can you hate me if you don't know me? How can you hate someone that you don't even know? And honestly, hate is hate. If you think your hate is justified, but someone else's hate isn't, it's still hate. Let's try loving more. Let's try learning more. Let's try educating more. Let's say this year in our family, start there. Your family, your community, your children. We are not going to hate people. We are going to learn more about people. We are going to love each other more. We are going to understand each other more. We're going to listen better to each other. And we're going to support each other and help each other not to yell, not to judge, not to criticize. And in fact, as a parent, you can say, you know what? You tell me. You tell me if you're feeling judged or criticized, because old habits die hard. So in order to get those old habits to change, you have to become aware of them. And often as parents, we're not aware of things that we say that are taken in a way that we didn't even intentionally intend them to be taken. We may be thinking we're helping our child when we're actually criticizing our child. I'll give you an example. Here is criticism. Your child cleans up a table and say they're 8. Now, an 8-year-old is not going to clean a table up like an adult would, like you or I would. And you look at how they cleaned and you go, oh, you cleaned the table, but you forgot all of this. That is criticism. You didn't say anything nice about them cleaning the table. My guess is they probably cleaned 80 or 90% of the table. And all you had to say was, oh, you cleaned the table, but you missed this one thing. Why don't you just say thank you for cleaning the table? Or maybe you could say, you did a great job. Is there anything else we should put away? Is there anything else we should do differently? Or maybe you help clean the table and you get a rag and you wipe off the legs of the table and you say, oh, I really like to get this legs cleaned up really well. You've said it without criticizing them. You have just mentioned it. And now they have taken in the information that, oh, we clean legs well. You need to really understand the person you're talking to. You need to take action on what your goals are. If you're not going to yell anymore, if you've decided this is it, no more yelling, no more judging my kids, criticizing, making them feel bad about themselves, planting those little voices in their head that they can't get rid of and they have to go to therapy for when they're older, no more of that. Then take action. And if your first action step is you sit down as a family and you, as a family, decide you're going to have more calm, respectful communication, then do that. If your first action step is, yes, I'm going to do this year, and I know my friend wants to do it, I'll share this video. That's an action step. And that's you caring about someone else. Showing compassion. Something we need to do in our families. We need to show compassion. We need to show others that we care. That also includes our self-care. If you've been like, you know what? Last year was so much chaos and stress, which is so harmful to us. I didn't even have time for myself. I've gained weight. I'm heavy. I didn't even start doing an exercise program. If you've got kids, you know what you could start doing today? After dinner, go for a walk, everyone together. Starts exercise, starts communication, maybe even laughter. Don't let them put ear pods in and their phones or tablets or whatever. Walk and talk. And say, today we're walking and talking. We're walking, talking after dinner. And we're going to start walking and talking every day after dinner. Or if that's overwhelming, we're going to walk and talk Monday and Thursdays. Start somewhere. But if you overwhelm yourself, you will not start anywhere. If you overwhelm yourself, you will not start anywhere. And if you get disgusted with yourself, then you're just going to go into a depression and get into a mood that will cause you to be more aggressive with your kids. It's got to be a team effort, guys. If you have a family, it can be a team effort. You have a built-in team to support each other. If you're on your own, you need to say, I can do this. If you need help, reach out to me. If you need any help, reach out to me. I have SOS calls. For a low fee, you can have me privately for a whole hour. And we can talk about whatever's going on and kick off your new year. Just go to talkwithcelia.com. Talkwithcelia.com. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you love my videos and you rewatch. And we can have an hour talk to get your 2024 to be a different year, a year of accomplishment, a year of firsts, a year of action. If you want December 31st of 2024 to be a year you reflect on and go, you know what? I did it. I did what I said I was going to do. I set out to do this one thing and I did it. Or maybe I made a list of 5 goals, but I'm starting with 1. And I did that one by March. And then I did the second one. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to go on a family trip with your children and save up for it. Maybe you want to get debt free. Maybe you want to exercise more, eat more. that will grow up filled with anger and rage. Think about that. You are your child's strongest role model. If you are filled with rage and anger every time they do something, they're disappointed, you scream and yell and hit and go crazy, that's a tantrum. And so you are teaching your children that if they're disappointed in themselves, they throw a tantrum. And then they get yelled at for throwing a tantrum. You're not resolving anything. You're fighting tantrums with tantrums. Think about that. Are you ready for this year to be different? Are you ready to stop parenting through rage and anger? Are you ready to love your children compassionately, understand that they're not adults, stop expecting them to respond to you like an adult, stop yelling? If you're like, yeah, but I'm overwhelmed with money, you know what? I have a great course. Stop yelling in 21 days. On January 22nd, if you do this course, you can mark it on your calendar, you will stop yelling. And right now, it's like $150 off. It's almost a dollar a day for a month. I think it's $37. You go to quityelling.com. Quityelling.com. And make today the day you decide to stop yelling. You are only creating more adults that have to recover from their childhood. I mean, do you realize that therapy, what I do, coaching, counseling, billion-dollar industry? Why? Because so many people get screwed up from their childhood. And instead of making sure that if they're raising children, they're not raising the same kids with the same issues again and again, they're just repeating what they learned. And what did you learn it from? Your dysfunctional parents. Now, some of you had great parents, thankfully, and you have learned some really great things. But if you really want to make an impact, if you really want to raise the great humans of tomorrow, if you really want to decide this world can only change if we start changing it. And we starts with me. Say that. We have to change this world, but we starts with me. If everybody on this live, which is, I don't know, what, 20-some people? If everybody on this live said, we starts with me, I'm going to stop yelling. I'm going to make a more respectful family environment. My children are going to become adults that can blossom from their childhood, not have to get therapy to recover from their childhood. We starts with me. Hashtag I'm calm too. Join us for the day of calm. All year long, we work on helping people be calm. We work to help parents raise calmer adults. And don't forget, calm doesn't mean you can't have fun. I am full of energy and fun. But I'm at peace with myself and the way I raise my family and the adults I've brought into the world. Hashtag I'm calm too. April 5th is the day of calm, the International Day of Calm. The Day of Calm Summit is 3 days, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Go to dayofcalm.org. If you are able to donate, donate. We're building a school for 400 very underprivileged kids in Uganda. Help us with that. Thank you for following me. I appreciate it. Let's calm this world. Let's stop all this anger and rage that's going on. It's just getting worse and worse. And someone has to take action. And that someone is you. If you're just like, no, you know what? I can't deal with my kids. I just can't deal with them. And they don't listen unless I yell. You know what? They do listen, especially if you don't yell. But you have to know the strategies and techniques to make that happen. If you're constantly yelling at them and you think you have to yell, when was the last person that yelled at you consistently that you respected? Think about that. If you think kids need to be hit to have discipline, if you think that, when did you deserve to be hit? When was the last time you deserved someone to hit you? Kids don't deserve to be hit. They don't deserve to be yelled at. And either do you. We need calm, peaceful communication. I pray that you guys think about this. Think about your goals for 2024, what you want to do differently this year, and breaking them down into small steps to get it done. If you want this year to be the year you stop yelling, go to quityelling.com. I love you all. I'm grateful for you all being here with me. Thank you so much. And I wish you all days filled with peace, love, tons of laughter in this new year. 2024 is going to be our best year ever, all of us. We work together. We can make this happen. Thank you for supporting dayofcalm.org. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a fabulous New Year's, a fabulous start to your year. And I'll see you here on Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you're watching in the world. I think Twitter too. I'm now on Twitter. So you guys have an awesome day, an awesome week. Start small, grow big. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Be sure to head over to pumpedupparenting.com to grab your free copy of the Patient's Playbook. Wishing there was a manual for your toddler? Well, good news, now there is. You can pick up your copy of Raising Happy Toddlers, How to Build Great Parenting Skills and Stop Yelling at Your Kids, my newest release on Amazon today. Tune in next time for more tips, advice, and strategies as you continue to pump up your parenting and create childhoods that everyone can blossom from. Have yourself a really fun day. Bye-bye.